ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरेत। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 11। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षिर्पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। विष्णुर्द्विज क्रियामूलो यज्ञो धर्ममयः पुमान् देवर्षि पितृर्भूतानां धर्मस्य च परायणम्। माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। विष्णु, लॉर्ड विष्णु, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। Dvija of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Kriya Moolaha, whose root is the performance of Yajna and the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas. Kriya Moola it was. Yajna, personified yajna. Dharma maya, full of religious principles. Puman, the supreme person. Devarshi, of the demigods and the great rishis like Vyas Deva and Narada. Pitrir, of the forefathers. Bhutanam, and of all other living entities. Dharmasya, of the religious principles. Cha, also. Parayanam, the shelter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The basic principle of Brahminical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the personification of sacrificial and ritualistic ceremonies. Lord Vishnu is the personified reservoir of all religious principles, and he is the shelter of all the demigods, the great pitas, and the people in general. When the brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the kshatriyas to perform yajnas, and thus the demigods, not being appeased by yajna, will automatically die. Purport. Since Vishnu is the central point of Brahminical culture, Hiranyakashipu's plan was to kill Vishnu. For if Vishnu were killed, naturally the Brahminical culture would also be lost. With Brahminical culture lost, yajna would no longer be performed. And for want of yajna, the regular distribution of rainfall would cease. Yajyad bhavati parjanya. Thus, there would be disturbances all over the world, and naturally, the demigods would be defeated. From this verse, we get a clear indication of how human society is disturbed when the Vedic Aryan civilization is killed and the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies performed by the Brahmanas are stopped. Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Because the population of the modern world consists mostly of Sudras, the Brahminical culture is now lost and is extremely difficult to re-establish in a proper way. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, which will revive Brahminical culture very easily. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ramayva Kevalam, Kalau Nastiyeva 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 Gatir Anyatha. Because of the increment in demoniac population, people have lost Brahminical culture. Nor is there a Kshatriya government. Instead, the government is a democracy in which any Sudra can be voted into taking up the governmental reins and capture the power to rule. Because of the poisonous effects of Kali Yuga, the Shastra says, Dasyu Prayesu Rajasu. The government will adopt the policies of Dasyus or plunderers. Thus, there will be no instructions from the Brahmanas. And even if there are Brahminical instructions, there will be no Kshatriya rulers who can follow them. Aside from Satya Yuga, even formerly in the days when demons were flourishing, Hiranyakashipu planned to destroy the Brahminical culture and the Kshatriya government and thus create chaos all over the world. Although in Satya Yuga this plan was very difficult to execute, in Kali Yuga, which is full of Sudras and demons, the Brahminical culture is lost and can be revived only by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement or the Hare Krishna Movement has been inaugurated to revive Brahminical culture very easily, so that people may become happy and peaceful in this life and prepare for elevation in the next. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya quotes this verse from Brahmanda Purana. Viprayagyadi mulam tu harir iti asuram mata harir evahi sarvasya mulam samyan mato nripa. O king, the demons think that Hari, Lord Vishnu, exists because of the Brahmanas and Yajnas. But factually, Hari is the cause of everything, including the Brahmanas and the Yajnas. Therefore, through the popularizing of Hari Kirtana or the Sankirtan movement, the Brahminical culture and Kshatriya government will automatically come back and people will be extremely happy. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रिजवानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी नो दैट श्रीमद् भागवतम इज द topmost literature, talks about the Supreme Lord Krishna, and throughout his purports, in his lectures and various places, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that who is qualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And when I read that, I realized that I am nowhere near to it, what standards Prabhupada has given for the speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I am completely inefficient to present or to speak anything on Bhagavatam, but I have been given this service, so as a matter of service I will try to discuss whatever I could understand and whatever I have heard about this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and for my own purification, so that I can apply in my life and practice it in a more intense and devoted way. So today we are discussing from Canto 7, Chapter 2 and verse number 11. And this section is Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons. So from the past few days, we were hearing that how the Lord is equal to everyone. When Parikshit inquired about Hiranyaksha, killing of Hiranyaksha demon, Lord appearing as boar, and then further, he does inquiry and Shukdev Goswami answers it. And further, the section of, in the first chapter, we read the section of the Yudhishthira Maharaj inquiring Narad Muni about Dantavakra and Shishupal, you know. How could such a demoniac people who were always criticizing Krishna, blaspheming Krishna, how could they merge, they got this Sayujya Mukti. So then there it is explained that how Lord is equal to everyone. And Srila Prabhupada also explains various places in his lectures that just like the government, you know, in a court, sometimes the judge gives someone capital punishment and to someone he rewards $1 lakh or something like that. So someone gets a reward and someone gets a capital punishment, you know. Although the judge is always neutral, he is not partial to anyone. So similarly, Shri Radha Ras Bihari ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Rakshman Hanuman ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So similarly, the Lord is never partial to anyone, but he is equal to everyone. So then, in this chapter, you know, when we go through the further verses, we'll hear that how Hiranyakashipu is planning to kill Vishnu and to destroy the Brahminical culture. So Hiranyakashipu was very much aggrieved that Krishna, Lord Vishnu, he took the favor of the devatas. He mentions in the previous verses we read that he says that although Lord Krishna or Vishnu is equal to everyone, he is not partial to anyone. But this time, because devatas were you know, constantly going and requesting to Vishnu, and they were worshipping him, they were offering him. So just, he has taken the favor of the devatas. He said, although the Vishnu is the supreme person, and he is always equal to everyone, but this time, Vishnu has, he is under, you know, he has been motivated by the devatas, or allured by the devatas. The devatas, by their worship, and by their offering of the prayers, and constantly requesting Vishnu, they have asked Vishnu for his favor, and that's why Vishnu came as a boar incarnation and killed my brother Hiranyaksha. So although Vishnu is always equal to everyone, he is the supreme person, but now under Maya, you know, he is now under Maya, and he is no more equal to everyone, and he is favoring the devatas. And then furthermore, Hiranyakashipu mentions, says that just like a child, you know, wherever you will put some laddus, the child will get attracted. By putting some sweets, some laddus, that will attract the child. In the similar way, by the worship and by the prayer of the demigods, Vishnu is favoring them. So he has lost his equanimity to everyone, and he is now become partial. And then Hiranyakashipu is talking to all his associates, his demoniac friends, and he is telling them that it's very important that we have to destroy this Brahminical culture. So he is telling that although my brother was killed by Vishnu, I will kill this Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu is very much determined that I am going to kill this Vishnu. So that is what I am going to do, Hiranyakashipu is telling. But what about all of you associates? And so he is giving them also some seva, you know. He is telling all of you, go to the earth planet and destroy the Brahminical culture. Stop the Brahmanas from doing the yajnas, you know. Don't allow them to do yajnas, create disturbances. Kill the Brahmanas and create a lot of disturbance. Put up the fire to the cities, you know, kill the devatas. And like that, create disturbances everywhere. So this was the instruction given by Hiranyakashipu to his associates. Like in the last verse, text 10, day before yesterday we discussed, he says, Hiranyakashipu says, while I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the earth, planet Earth, which is flourishing due to Brahminical culture and a Kshatriya movement. These people engage in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulative vows, and charity, and destroy all the people thus engaged. So he's telling his associates that go and destroy everyone, destroy all these Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, destroy the Brahminical culture, kill the devatas. So the question may be raised that Hiranyaksha was killed by Vishnu. So Hiranyakashipu has got enmity with Vishnu, then why he wants to create disturbances for the people on the planet Earth? What is the problem with the Brahmanas? What is the problem with the all the living entities and the Pitris and all the living beings on this planet Earth? Because Vishnu killed Hiranyaksha, so Hiranyakashipu will kill Vishnu, you know. What is the point in creating so much disturbances on the planet Earth, you know? Why to kill the Brahmanas? Why to destroy the Yajnas? That can be the question. So that question is answered by Hiranyakashipu in this verse, text 11, where he answers that, okay, I want to kill Vishnu, I am going to kill Vishnu, but it is also important to stop this, destroy this Brahminical culture, kill the Brahmanas, kill the Devatas, and create a big disturbance on the planet Earth. So this is answered in this verse, text 11. If we see this shloka, we will find that Hiranyakashipu knew the philosophy very well. He was very much well aware that who is Vishnu. He says, Vishnur Dvija Kriya Moolo. So who is Vishnu? He is the root of performance of yajna and ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, which is done by Dvija. Dvija are Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So Vishnu is the Dvija Kriya Moolo. Whatever performance is done by Dvijas, that is Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, he is the root of it. That is Vishnu. And not only that, Hiranyakashipu says, Yagyo Dharma Maya Puman. So he, three things he mentioned about Vishnu. Yagya, he is the personified Yagya. We know one of the name of Vishnu is Yagya Purusha. So he is the Yagya Purusha, personified Yagya. And Dharma Maya. Dharma Maya means he is full of religious principles, or he is a form of Dharma, Dharma Maya. And Puman. Puman means supreme person. So Vishnu is Yagya, Dharma Maya, and Puman. Then he says, Devarsi Putra Bhutanam Dharmasya Cha Parayanam. And Devarsi Pitrir and Bhutanam, you know, the demigods and great rishis like Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, Devarsi Pitrir of the forefathers, and Bhutanam and the living entities and all the religious principles, they have taken his shelter. Dharmasya cha parayanam. Parayanam means shelter. So we see that Hiranyakashipu knew very well that who is Vishnu. He is the supreme person, Puman. Dharma Maya, his form is full of, his dharma is his form. And Yagya, he is a Yagya, Purusha. Whatever Yagya is we are doing, that is only for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So although Hiranyakashipu knew very well these things, still he was determined to kill Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu was thought that I can kill this supreme person. He himself is mentioning in this verse, that is Puman, you know. Puman means he's the supreme person. And then he is telling that I am going to kill this supreme person. I am going to kill this Vishnu. So that is because of too much sense gratification and intoxication, material intoxication. That although knowing the philosophy very well, but thinking that still I can kill Vishnu, just like we meet many people, you know, while preaching. And sometimes they speak philosophy in such a way that we think that, oh, he is the perfect man to become a devotee, you know. He knows everything. He is speaking the same message of Gita. He will say the body is temporary, you know, whatever we are earning, everything will be lost when life is, when the body is lost. There is no pleasure in this world. And when we request them, please chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then they will say, no, I am too busy. I have no time. I am too busy. I can't chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when it comes to speaking the philosophy, you know, they know very well, you know, all these things. But when it comes to practice, then they refuse. They say, no, we can't do it. We don't have any time to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you know. And some people say, you know, sometimes I message some people and request them, please come for some programs and seminars. Then the reply is, when Krishna will call, then we will come. So, you know, Krishna says in Gita that those who don't accept me, I come to them as death. So they are just waiting that Krishna will come in their life as death. Then they have to leave this body. Then they have to stop all their activity. I generally reply that Krishna is calling you through me. You know, he told me that I should message you and you should come. Then there is no further reply. You know, they just write Hare Krishna. So people know the philosophy, they know the temporary nature of this world. They know how everything is so temporary. Anything of this world is not going to give any pleasure, you know. But still, their mentality is like Hiranyakashipu. They have still planned that, okay, still, that's all right, okay, you know, Gita is there, Krishna is there, God is there, but I'm too busy with my stuffs, and I don't have time for them. So here, similarly, in the similar way, Hiranyakashipu is telling that, okay, maybe Vishnu is the Yagya Purusha, and he is the form of the Dharma, and he is the supreme person. Still, he thinks that I can kill this Vishnu. So that is material intoxication, you know. He's thinking, still, I can kill this Vishnu. So, he knew, then he says that, no, as Prabhupada writes in the translation, that when the Brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the Kshatriyas to perform yagyas, and thus the demigods not being appeased by yajna will automatically die. So as referring to the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he mentions there that what was the thought of the Hiranyakashipu, how nicely he knew the philosophy, but he used it in a different way. So he says that since, you know, Vishnu, his form is dharma maya, his form is made up of dharma, dharma is his form. So if we destroy the dharma, you know, if by destroying the dharma on the planet earth, what will happen? His form will be destroyed. So that's why he's telling his associates that go and destroy the dharma, religious principles. So when we destroy the dharma, Vishnu, who is dharma maya, who is full of religious principles, when the religious principles are destroyed on the planet earth, then automatically Vishnu will be destroyed. And then he says that why to go and kill this devtas, pitrir and bhutanam, why to kill them? Because they are very dear to Vishnu. We say that devtas are the limbs of the Vishnu. So if the devtas are killed, and if these living beings are killed who are parts and parcel of Vishnu, then automatically Vishnu will die out of lamentation for them. Because devtas are very dear to Vishnu. So if we kill the devtas, you kill the brahmanas, then Vishnu will automatically die because of lamentation. That, oh my dear ones, devtas, they are killed, the brahmanas are killed. So that's why go and kill these brahmanas and devtas and all the living beings. Kill them. And later on, it is mentioned further in this chapter, that when we start killing them, then the Vishnu who is right now, you know, hiding himself out of my fear, he will come in front of me. Because Vishnu knows that I am very angry and I am going to kill this Vishnu. So he has hid himself. So when you will go and kill this devtas, the brahmanas, then the Vishnu who is hiding himself, maybe he is hiding in everyone's heart as Paramatma, he will come in front of me and then I will kill him. And further, he mentions that yajna, he is a yajna purusha, so stop this yajna. Because Hiranyakashipu thought that Vishnu is just able to live because brahmanas are doing the yajnas. We know that the demigods, when the brahmanas, they do yajna and they offer ahuti into it, they offer everything, then what happens? That the devtas, they reply back. Like, you know, yajnyad bhavati parjanya, because of yajna, the rains come. So devtas, they provide everything, all the necessities of the earth. When brahmanas do yajna, when the yajnas are done. So he says that the yajna purusha is Vishnu. Yajna purusha is Vishnu. So if you destroy this yajna, then what will happen? Vishnu will not get anything and he will die out of starving. So that is what Hiranyakashipu thought. Let us stop this yajna. Because of this yajna, the brahmanas are doing this yajna and they are putting all the sacrifices in the fire. Vishnu is getting all the strength. So if you destroy this yajna, then what will happen? Vishnu will not get any strength and he is die out of starving. So just see, Hiranyakashipu knew very well that Vishnu is the yajna purusha, although being a demon, you know. Nowadays we see so many brahmanas, so-called brahmanas, karmakandi brahmanas, they perform so many yajnas, you know, there are so many sacrifices they do, and they say this is for this demigod, this is for that demigod, and unfortunately, you know, none of them know that the purpose of sacrifice is to satisfy Vishnu. That is the situation of the Kali Yuga. Kalau Sudro Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, they don't even know that the purpose of all the sacrifices is to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But Hiranyakashipu, although being a demon, number one demon, he knew very well that the purpose of all the yajnas is to satisfy Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu knew very well that Krishna is Puman, he is the supreme person, he is the dharma maya, although being a demon. And in the current age, you know, people, they, although they do all kind of karma kand, they do all kind of yajnas, you know, but they don't know that Vishnu is the supreme person. They don't know that the purpose of performing these yajnas is to satisfy Vishnu. So we can see that what is their understanding of the so-called brahmanas in the Kali Yuga? What is their understanding? Which when Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, knew The Brahmanas, they don't, when they do all kind of demigod worship, they do all kind of tantra, tantra vidya, black magic and everything. And they don't want to worship or take the name of Krishna anywhere in their practices. So this is how the Brahminical culture in Kali Yuga is so much degraded. Basically in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the Brahminical culture in the Kali Yuga and how to revive it. Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Brahminical culture was so important, you know, the four Varnas, you know, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. They were the, that was the Devi Varnashram system earlier. So Devi Varnashram system, the purpose of the Varnashram was to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was the purpose to please. And Kshatriyas, whatever they were doing, the only purpose was to please the Supreme Lord. They were taking care of the administrative part. The purpose was to please the Supreme Lord. The Brahmanas, they were guiding the Kshatriyas. And what was the purpose? Just to please the Supreme Lord. They were guiding the Kshatriya, they were doing the Yajna, they were reading the scriptures to please the Supreme Lord. And the Vaishyas, they were doing their Goraksha Vanijya. That is also for pleasing the Supreme Lord. And the Sudras, they were supporting the upper three classes. They were doing the menial services. Again, for the same purpose of pleasing the Supreme Lord. So that was the Brahminical culture. Where in the Varnashram, the Kshatriyas, the Brahmanas, Vaishya and Sudra, they were all working to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to please the Vishnu. And the Brahmanas, they used to guide all the societies, especially they used to guide the Kshatriyas. And Kshatriyas would act accordingly to the guidance of the Brahmanas. That was the Brahminical culture. But then Prabhupada explains in the purport that how in Kali Yuga the Brahminical culture is lost. It's all Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Everyone is a Shudra. Although people may claim that, no, they may take out their thread and say, I am a Brahmana, you know. I am born in a Brahmana family. And sometimes they say, I am a Kshatriya, you know. One time, I was there in Surat with some students, and one student was mentioning, he was talking to one boy and he was preaching them that, no, please chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and he was explaining him this Varnashram system, that how this Brahmana, Kshatriya, and he was telling that there are four hereditary principles, we should not do meat eating. So that boy said that, see, actually I am a Kshatriya, you know, I am born in a Kshatriya family, so I can do meat eating, because Kshatriya was allowed to kill animals, so I can do meat eating. Yeah. So foolishly, foolish understanding of the scriptures. So they think that because they are just born in a Brahmana family, they become Brahmana, or they are born in a Kshatriya family, they are Kshatriya. And Prabhupada very strongly in his lectures presented this point, that just like somebody who is born as a son of doctor cannot claim himself to be a doctor. He should have that qualification to be a doctor. Or somebody who is born as a son of a judge cannot claim that, oh, I am also a judge because my father is a judge. Not. He need to have those qualifications. Then only he can be a judge. In the similar way, the Brahminical culture was, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarne Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. According to the guna and karma, according to their qualities and their activities, not by their birthright. Somebody cannot be a Brahmana or Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra just by their birthright. They need to have those qualifications. They need to have those activities. Then only they are Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And moreover, the purpose of this Brahminical culture was only one thing, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nowadays it is Asuri Brahminical culture, you know, Asuri Varnashram system. Asuri Varnashram system means, whatever family I am born, I am the same caste. That is Asuri. That if I am born in a Brahmana family, so I am a Brahman. If I am born in a Kshatriya family, then I am a Kshatriya. So it's an Asuri Brahminical culture, not the Devi Varnashram. Devi Varnashram means according to guna and karma. And then further Prabhupada explains that how in the Kali Yuga mostly it is Shudras who are ruling the world. Prabhupada writes, because of the increment in demoniac population, people have lost Brahminical culture, nor there is a Kshatriya government. Instead, the government is a democracy in which any Sudra can be voted into taking up government reins and capture the power to rule. So here he says that, thus there will be no instruction from the Brahmanas, and even if there are Brahminical instructions, there will be no Kshatriyas, rulers, who can follow them. So this we can see even in the life of Prabhupada, that when Prabhupada wrote letter to Mahatma Gandhi, as well as to Indira Gandhi, and he told that how you should rule, the perfect Brahmana, Vaishnavas are perfect Brahmanas. So although Prabhupada being perfect Brahmana, he gave the guidance to at that time the ruling Kshatriyas, so-called Kshatriyas, but they did not accept the proposal of Prabhupada. He mentioned Mahatma Gandhi, he even told to Indira Gandhi that how, who should be the members of parliament, what standards they should follow. But they did not accept it. And even if sometimes our devotees, they meet some, the people who are the government officials and tell them about these practices, they are not able to accept it or appreciate it also, They are not able to, they think that the, by doing, opening some factories, and by all kind of making roads, railways, people will become happy. But here Prabhupada mentions that people can become happy only by performance of Harinam Sankirtan. So, by any other means, nowadays people cannot become happy. And moreover, the government which is ruling, no one is Kshatriyas. Because when Kshatriyas used to rule, the Kshatriyas, they used to come out in the society and meet the people, They did not need any bodyguards to meet the general public. But nowadays, any minister, if he has to come out, he needs at least, so many security guards, gunmen, jet security they need. They need so many, when they travel, they have at least 7-8 cars going with them. Why? And most of the cars are similar, so that nobody will come to know in which car the minister is traveling. So they are so fearful, they know that if we come out in the public will kill me. That's why, whenever they are out, they need a lot of security, they need a lot of gunmen, they need this bulletproof windows from where they give lectures. And they are always under security. They are very much fearful in meeting to the public directly. But when in Sati Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, even in Treta Yuga, when they were ruling, the kings, they used to go and meet the citizens. And the citizens were allowed to come to the kingdom. Just like we know that Lord Ram, he used to go in the city and meet the people. And even Pandavas, any citizen can come to them and tell them their problem. But nowadays, if you want to approach any minister, it's not possible. So many appointments, maybe whole life will go away, but can't meet him. So it's no more a Kshatriya government, it's a government of the Shudras. That's what Prabhupada writes here. And how it is, why it is so? Because it's not elected by the Brahmanas, and the people, they are not trained to be a Kshatriya. And who is choosing them? Kalau Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. So they are choosing these people. And when they are choosing, how they can elect a proper representative, when they themselves know, they don't know that what is the best representative, what are the qualifications for best representative. So in Kali Yuga, it is also prophecies there that Sudras will rule. How you can see that nowadays we see so many people who are in the field of movies, cinemas, actors and singers, they are coming into the field of the making government. I was reading Krishna book, and there I read that when Lord Krishna in Dwarka, when he was enjoying taking bath in the lakes with all the queens, the princess, and after taking bath, while they're taking bath, so many people, artists, they were singing for the pleasure of the Lord, they were dancing. So when Lord Krishna and the queen, they came out of the lake, the dress they were wearing while taking bath, they dropped those clothes, and they took up new clothes. And those costly clothes, they dropped it, and they were taken by the singers and the musicians and the dancers. So this was the level for the Shudras, to be under the Kshatriyas, and they were taken care by the Kshatriyas. But now what's happening? People have accepted these Shudras as the guru of their life. Whatever hairstyles they keep, people copy them. Instead of copying the message of Gita or Bhagavatam, people are copying whatever is told by the movie stars, cine stars, whatever they are teaching in their cinemas, people are just copying them. They are accepting it in their life, their hairstyle, their talk, their clothes. But they are not the representatives to teach these things. Nobody has given them that right. But unfortunately, that's the symptoms of Kali Yuga. But this all can be revived, as Prabhupada mentions, through the popularizing of Hari Kirtan or the Sankirtan movement. The Brahminical culture and Kshatriya government will automatically come back and people will be extremely happy. So it's possible to again bring back the Brahminical culture, again make the Brahmanas the guiding force, the guiding people behind the Kshatriyas. And again the Kshatriyas can rule the world. But it's the responsibilities of the devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. Because that's what Prabhupada says in this, through the popularizing of Hari Kirtan, by chanting of this Sankirtan movement and or Hare Krishna movement. And that's why Prabhupada formed the societies to preach this Sankirtan movement and to make people aware of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, make them chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so that the people will really become happy. Sometimes people raise question that how are we going to become happy just by chanting the name of the Lord, you know. We need to do something. But it's not required, you know. No need to do. Just by chanting the Maha Mantra, you know, things will happen. Just like we don't know, you know, sometimes we see that, you know, the doctor, a patient goes to a doctor and the doctor gives some medicine. The patient doesn't know what are the chemical constituents of this medicine. The patient doesn't know how this medicine is going to work in my body. But as soon as the patient takes the medicine prescribed by the doctor, immediately his disease and problem goes away. Similarly, this Maha Mantra, this Hari Kirtan is so powerful and so potent that by popularizing it, by doing this Sankirtan, by chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can, the whole society can be benefited, and they can, a Brahminical culture can again be re-established. I was referring to letters of Prabhupada, you know, I would like to share with all of you, where he mentioned this importance of this popularizing of Hari Kirtan or the Sankirtan movement. When he write to his disciples in the early days about running this ISKCON movement. So in one of the letter, I think the question was, a letter was sent by first Raya Rama Prabhu to Prabhupada about how to manage his whole day schedule. And Prabhupada replies him back. It's very important for all of us. Please hear it very carefully. Prabhupada writes like this. My dear Rai Rama, please accept my blessings. I am in due receipt of your letter dated May 14, 1969. And I have received similar letter from Brahmananda also, that you are finding some difficulty in keeping pace regularly with your routine work. So then further Prabhupada mentions in this letter that what should be your routine work? And that's for all of us also. My advice to you under these circumstances is that at least for 1 hour you must all go to have Sankirtan outside on the streets or in the park. That is your life and soul first business. The next business is completing the chanting of 16 rounds every day. Outdoor kirtan, your editing work and chanting of 16 rounds must be done. Outdoor kirtan must be done even at the cost of suspending all editorial work. That is your first and foremost business. If need be, the whole temple can be locked, but the outdoor kirtan cannot be stopped. In another letter to Krishna Das, Prabhupada mentions about this popularizing of Hari Kirtan or Sankirtan movement. It is very, very encouraging that you are holding Kirtan in the public places and some way or other people are becoming interested. This outdoor Kirtan should be rigidly followed at least 1 hour daily. Last letter I will just quote, which is Prabhupada writes to Hansaduta. In this age, chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra is the prime business of the devotee, and preaching of this Hare Krishna Mantra by outdoor Sankirtan and propagation of letter is our most important business. So we see many places, this I just gave 3 references, but many places Prabhupada also, as it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, He emphasized that how much important is this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, popularizing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and this Sankirtan movement. So I'll conclude it here. Asim Krishna Prabhu had told me to mention about today's the speciality of this day. So I'll just take a couple of minutes. So today is the appearance day of Ganga Mata Goswamini and disappearance day of Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and today is Ganga Puja. So Baldev Vidya Bhushan, today is his disappearance day. Baldev Vidya Bhushan is a very great acharya. He was so humble that, and he wanted to keep himself, not much, he didn't want himself to be talking about his life, about his parents, about his birth, about his birthplace. So all these things are not known, where he took birth, about his parents, about his birthplace, nothing is known. But Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he first learnt about all this Krishna consciousness when he was under Madhva Sampradaya. Later on he came to Jagannath Puri, and under Radha Damodar Goswami, he learnt about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his movement. And he accepted it to his heart. And later on, Sri Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he went to Vrindavan, and there he has studied Srimad Bhagavatam under Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Also, we see this Baldev Vidya Bhushan, after studying this all Srimad Bhagavatam commentary under Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was ordered by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to go to the Jaipur. Because the king of the Jaipur, he had requested Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that to please come to Jaipur, because the devotees of Ramanuja Sampradaya, they raised an objection in the court of the king of Jaipur. And the objection was that the Gaudiya Sampradayas, they don't have any authentic commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So they are not bona fide Sampradayas, and they should not be allowed to worship Radha Govindaji. So on the request of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sri Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he went to Jaipur, and in the court of the king, he presented the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and he defeated all the followers of the Sri Sampradaya. But they asked, the followers of Sri Sampradaya, they asked to Baldev Vidya Bhushan, but do you have any commentary on Vedanta Sutra? So he said, Baldev Vidya Bhushan said that we don't have any commentary on Vedanta Sutra, but we accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Then these Ramanandis, the followers of Ramanuja, they told king, just see, they don't have any commentary, so they are not bona fide Sampradayas. So then Baldev Vidya Bhushan thought that okay, he prayed to the Lord, and he said to the king in the assembly that in few days I will bring the commentary of Gaudiya Vaishnavas on Vedanta Sutra. And he prayed to Radha Govindaji, and Radha Govindadev appeared in the dream of Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and he dictated him the whole commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And then Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he wrote the whole commentary in just a couple of days, and he brought it to the court of Jaipur, and he presented to everyone in the court. When this follower of Sri Sampradaya, they heard this, they are amazed and struck with wonder at how come just in a couple of days Baldev Vidya Bhushan wrote such a wonderful commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And then he established that how Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is also a bona fide Sampradaya. And then the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were allowed to continue the worship of Radha Govindaji in the Radha Govindadev temple, Jaipur. And even Prabhupada in his Gita, in the beginning he writes dedication to Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And this title Vidya Bhushan, he was given Baldev Vidya Bhushan, so this title Vidya Bhushan was given by this followers of Ramanuja in the court of Jaipur. When they heard his commentary, then they gave him this Vidya Bhushan. That ornament is Vidya, whose ornament is knowledge. So then he was given this title of Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And then also today is Ganga Puja. So today is the day when Ganga appeared in this earth by the prayers of Bhagirathi. And also today is the appearance day of Ganga Mata Goswamini. So Ganga Mata Goswamini, she appeared in now a place near Bangladesh. And her name was Sachi Devi. See, from her childhood only, she is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And when she grew up, her father, who was a king, he said that now we are going to marry you. So Sachi Devi, she said, Ganga Mata Goswami, her name was Sachi Devi at that time. She said to her father that I am not going to marry anyone who is subject to death. So his father and mother, they were so surprised and like they were complete, they were a shock for them. That no, what she is saying, she is not going to marry anyone who is subject to death. Then whom are we going to marry her? Then they gave up the idea of marrying her, and she was constantly worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna. Later on, the father and mother of Sachi Devi, they passed away, and she started taking care of the kingdom, but she was not at all interested. Her heart was in devotional service. So she handed over the kingdom to the ministers, and she went to Jagannath Puri. And then from Jagannath Puri, she was looking in search of a guru, that who can guide me, who can give me this pure devotional service. And in the search, she came to Vrindavan, and there she met Haridas Pandit. And she requested Haridas Pandit, that you are such a great Vaishnava, please initiate me. Haridas Pandit told Sachi Devi that see, you are coming from a family of a king, and it's not possible for you to follow the practice of renunciation and practice devotional service. So you give up this idea. So Sachi Devi was very much determined. Determination. She was too completely determined. Dhrin nischay. That no, I am going to practice devotional service. So Haridas Pandit told Sachi Devi that if you are so determined, then give up your shyness, give up your pride, give up your false ego. Go and start doing madhukari in the village of Vrindavan. Go door to door and beg. So on the order of Haridas Pandit, she started going door to door and started begging madhukari. And then she gave up her nice clothes and started wearing very simple clothes. And like this, Ganga Mata Goswamini, you know, she showed her extreme devotion toward the Supreme Lord. And when Haridas Pandit saw this, he was very much impressed, and he accepted her as his disciple. And later on, he ordered Ganga Mata Goswamini to go to Jagannath Puri and that the home of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, which was like completely broken, you know. So to re-establish the worship of Damodar Shila in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and start make the home and start the worship of Damodar Shila. So on the order of Haridas Pandit, Ganga Mata Goswamini, she came to Jagannath Puri and she started worshipping the Damodar Shila, which was worshipped by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and she again established the place, the home of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. So it is near a place called Swet Ganga in Jagannath Puri, where that Damodar Shila is being worshipped. And she also worshipped around 5 deities were there. One of them was deity of Rasika Rai. Rasika Rai. And she got this name, Ganga Mata Goswamini. So the story is like this, that on the day of a very auspicious day, it is mentioned some Mahavurini, a very auspicious day, everyone was going to take bath in Ganga. And Sachi Devi, she was in Jagannath Puri, she also wanted to go and take bath. But then it was not possible for her to leave the worship of the deities, Damodar Shila and Rasika Rai and Radha Damodar deities. So she thought that how I am going to go? I can't leave the worship. I can't leave the Jagannath Puri and go outside. But see, because her desire was there, you know, and being a pure devotee, Lord appeared in her dream and Lord told that on this day of auspicious day, you go and take bath in Swet Ganga. And when you will go and take bath in Swet Ganga, it will be like, you know, your desire of taking bath in Ganga will be fulfilled. So Ganga Ma Sachi Devi, she went and in the night to take bath in this Swet Ganga. And as soon as she took a dip inside, a strong current came. And that current brought her to the temple hall of Lord Jagannath, in front of the Lord Jagannath. And then she was there, and then she saw a huge flow of Ganga, she saw so many devotees taking bath. And later on, when like there are so many people taking bath, so there are a lot of noise, Then the security guards who were outside the Jagannath temple, they heard that something is happening inside. So they opened the door of Lord Jagannath temple and they saw inside that Sachi Devi is standing with folded hands in front of Lord Jagannath. So they told this thing to the head pujari and the king. And they thought that she's such a devoted lady. How come she came inside? And was it some intention of stealing some property of Jagannath or stealing some ornaments? So they wanted to take her for trial. But Lord Jagannath appeared in the dream of king as well as the head pujari and told that what happened and about the great devotion of Sachi Devi. And then she got this name of Ganga Mata Goswamini. So there are many more pastimes I read about Baldev Vidya Bhushan and Ganga Mata Goswamini. And they are very inspiring for all of us. But because of time restriction, we can't discuss here. But I request all of you that please take out some time today and read about Baldev Vidya Bhushan as well as Ganga Mata Goswamini. So I'll stop here. If there is any comment or any question. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Baldev Vidya Bhushan Tirobhava Divas ki. Shri Ganga Mata Goswamini Avirbhava Divas ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.